your boy, 8 Wayanka and 10 Pumpkin Pie, 2, 6, 8 and 10. Race 6, number 1, Single Bullet and 2, Chauffeur, 1 and 2. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, number 2, Black on Gold and 13, Inchuri, 2 and 13. And race 9, number 1, Iso Rich, 7, Zumbalina, 8, Tudor and 9, Magic Alibi, 1, 7, 8 and 9. Awaiting that rider for Highway 66, that's race 3, number 16, that's the information for Randwick. We go to Newcastle, they're going to start on a soft 6th the rail at 9 metres today. And let's check out the information for Newcastle. And at Newcastle, we've got a soft 6th the rail at 9. Race 1, number 8, Magic Search, number 8. Race 2, number 7, Dr. Z, number 7. The third is clear. Race 4, number 2, Shung Fun. 5, The Brown Duke. And 10, Stanmore. 2, 5 and 10. Race 5, number 3, Golly Miss Solly. Number 3. Race 6 at Newcastle. 5, Atum. 6, Jungleized. 7, Miss Gigi. And 8, Kashtan. 5, 6, 7 and 8. Race 7, take out 6, Caribou. Number 6. And race 8, number 2, Seasonal. 8, also known as, and 10, Sculpturous, 2, 8 and 10. That's the information for Newcastle today. We've moved to the other New South Wales tab programs. Wagga, it's a soft 6 and fine weather. Race 1, take out 12, 15, 17 and 18. Race 2, take out 1 and 3. Race 3, the scratchings are 1 and 8. The fourth takeout, number 10. Wagga Race 5, the scratchings are 1, 2, 3 and 8. Race 6, takeout 2, 4, 10 and 11. And Race 7, the scratchings are 4, 6, 8, 9 and 11. Now for Narromine, it's definitely on. It's a heavy 10, but fine weather and the rail is true. Race 1 at Narromine, takeout number 1. Race 2, the scratchings are 5, 11, 12 and 16. Race 3, 1, 7, 8, 11 and 12. Narromine Race 4, takeout number 1. Race 5, 3, 4, 12 and 18. Race 6, takeout 1, 3, 11 and 16. And Race 7, the scratchings are 5, 6, 7 and 10. That's the information there. We move to Caulfield. It's a good 3, slightly overcast, no rain forecast. The rail at 6 metres. Race 1, take out 8, Ala Ganae and 9, Shamar, 8 and 9. Race 2, number 4, Icon of Dubai, number 4. The third, take out the 4 emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 4 is clear. Caulfield Race 5, number 3, Galante, 6, Extra Zero, 7, Secret Bullet, 9, Lord Durante and 11, Wheel Leisure, 3, 6, 7, 9 and 11. Race 6, number 3, Observational, number 3. Race 7, 3, Caracatus and 5, Badajoz, 3 and 5. Race 8 is clear. Race 9, 5, French Emotion, 9, Rocket Commander, 10, Ravi and 8, Phil Champagne, 5, 9, 10 and 18. And Race 10, number 9, Crystal Fountain and 12, Private Lounge, 9 and 12. Take note there that in Race 9, Zanbar, number 4 is Hugh Bowman. Race 9, number 4, Zanbar, is Hugh Bowman. That's the information there for that program at Caulfield in Melbourne. Now let's go to Doomben. They've got a soft 7 to start with, but 10 to 20 mils of rain could fall during the day. Now these are the current scratchings. Race 1, number 8, Only Want to Sing, 10, Spirit of Cherokee, and 11, Fits and Snits, 8, 10 and 13. Race 2, number 1, Hey Now, and 12, Sec the Star, 1 and 12. The third, number 4, Monto, 9, The Rumour File, and 12, Colin J, 4, 9 and 12. The fourth, number 3, Dansu, 9, The Mechanic, and 12, Not Surprising, 3, 9 and 12. The fifth at the moment is clear, race 6, number 2, Secret Blend, 4, Voltaire Lumiere, 12, Dream of Slips, 13, Deer Mountain, and the emergencies 17 and 19. Race 7, number 1, Hellerosity, 4, Mashani El Lobo, 7, Always Sacred, 14, Reeling, and 16, Selfie. 1, 4, 7, 14 and 16. Race 8, number 5, Bold Endeavour, and 7, Zap, 5 and 7. And race 9 at Doomben, currently take out 3, Dance of Heroes, 14, Tap This, and number 16, The Emergency, 3, 14 and 16. So that's the information for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's a good 4, as I say, for the inner track. A good 4 and the rail is true. And these are final scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2 Just for Starters, number 2. The 3rd, number 3, Tycoon Queen, number 3. The 4th in Adelaide, take out 7 Alizé, number 7. Race 5, number 3, Love Ya Long Time, 6, Tennessee, 10, Cosmic Impact, and 11, Hinch and Miss, 3, 6, 10, and 11. Race 6 is clear, race 7, number 9, Discern, number 9, and race 8, number 5, Von Rosana, and 6, Jost Wally, 5 and 6. A good 4 for Morfordville Parks, and the rail is true. Peter Ellis, for our radio audience, will preview that program at 11 o'clock. A break and then our preview for Randwick.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, and Hawks Racing in this stunning colt by undefeated racehorse Reset, sire of Rebel Raider, Pinker Pinker, and Faulkner. Out of Fiction, the daughter of Golden Slipper winner Polar Success. This outstanding colt looks a real Guineas prospect, with shares starting at $3,990, GST included. Visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the syndicators of Champion 2-year-old of the Year, She Will Reign, and Champion 3-year-old Filly of the Year, Yankee Rose.
AFSL 332. Double four.
At 180 kilowatts on overboost, the Amarok V6 is the most powerful unit in its class by a long way. And with the Amarok Model Year 17 clearance now on, all that V6 power can be yours for a lot less than you think. Get the Amarok V6 Sportline Turbo Diesel Auto from only $53,990 drive away. But hurry, stocks are strictly limited, so get down to your Volkswagen dealer today. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Warrawing Needy was freakishly fast at 2, 149.4. Warrawing Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawing Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4, 146.4. Warrawing Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawing Needy, standing at Urabee Start in New South Wales. Visit urabee.com.au. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB.
Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Preview hour now for Randwick with Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser and Mark Van Gestel, Chief Stewards, kicking it off. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
What have you got for our listeners for the program?
Andrew, out of the first race, Fiesta at Randwick, 30th September, the gym crack. Finished third there behind Satin Slipper. Missed the start. It was checked about the 800 metres when it was racing quite fiercely. It moved into a position where there was no room. It was then held up quite badly for clear running into about the 200 metres and probably should have gone close to winning that event. The second race, Sambo, we did speak to Joe Morera at Ramick on the same day, the 30th of September, the Dulcify. Was more forward, it sat up outside the lead. Joe Morera said it wasn't his intention, but the horse worked its way into that position, raced without cover. Then from about the 600 metres, the horse commenced to race quite keenly and really worked into the event too far from home. So there were some excuses for it. Bubble Checker comes off today and Morton Big goes on, so this might assist in trying to get the horse a bit of cover today. In the third under oath, near the 800 metres at Ramwick on the 16th of September, was checked and it lost its running, and then from that point it was obliged to race wide and without cover. It's only beaten a head or so when finishing third to the La La Book. Take it then to race five, Andrew, Loves a Fantasy at Ramwick on the 7th of October. Finished seventh, about three lengths behind Chalk on that occasion, but it did race quite keenly in the earlier middle stages. Was steady from the heels about the 650, hampered again at the 350, and had difficulty obtaining clear running for some distance thereafter. And its last sections in the circumstances were pretty good, Andrew. And the last one to mention in race seven, Sprite, first up at Ramwick on the 30th of September, was only beaten a couple of lengths by Iso Rich, but pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia. Vet clearance received subsequent to that and back to the trials at Warwick Farm on the 9th of October, where it trialled reasonably well.
That's Sprite for Jay Ford and Gary Fraser in the Nivison. Thanks a lot, Mark. Let's hope the weather's okay and this track can improve a little bit.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Glenn Munsey, good morning to you from tab.com.au.
Yes, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Michael. I tell you, if you've been in a cave for 24 hours in Sydney, you couldn't imagine that we're on a heavy track. What about what a beautiful day it is today? A bit different to yesterday.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the good stuff, and that track can only improve a little bit off what they've rated it this morning. Righto, let's get cracking. The first race here for the two-year-olds, Glenn.
Yeah, it's the Daily Press Kirkham Plate, the two-year-olds here over 1,000, and we've got Al Shahad. Now, it's had a lugging bit added since its last jump out on the 28th of Flemington, 28th of September at Flemington. It's a $5.50 chance. Catanzaro at $13. Legislation is a $10 chance. Lineup Girls has had winkers added since its barrier trial at Canterbury. It's a $10 chance. We've got Tactical Formation, who had the blinkers added in between the two trials. Ran last in its first trial, bolted in its second trial. It's a $4.20 chance. Cyclonite at $81. Fiesta is the $3.10 favourite. Gododdin added the lugging bit since its trial at $7, and Gorgons had the lugging bit added since its trial at $11. Best supported runner here is Fiesta, and all it's done is drift. $2.50, was $3 earlier this morning, is now at $3.10. Second pick is Tactical Formation. It was $4.60 into $3.80, is now a $4.20 chance. And third pick is Al Shahad, who went up as much as $11, was $6 earlier this morning, is now at $5.
Speed in the race. Well, Lineup Girls has got toe. Catanzaro from a wide-ish draw, press forward. Legislation's going to hold some sort of a spot based on its trial. Fiesta won't get too far away with that race experience, I wouldn't think. And this horse, Tactical Formation, showed a lot more pace on its second trial with the blinkers going on. So, look, you know, I don't think anything is a designated leader, but they'll certainly roll along.
Yeah, they should. Look, I think with that inside draw Tactical Formation with those blinkers on, what it did, Kent and Rose Hill might lead, but anything could happen, as you say. Look, I know they didn't run any time in the Jim Craig Stakes in comparison to the boys on the same day, but I just think the performance of this filly was pretty good. Fiesta, I love the fact that Chris has taken her back to the trials just to keep her focused and educate her that little bit more. I just think she'll come here and improve sort of filly here. And with race experience on her side, I'll gamble on her. Obviously, the great unknown of the wet track with these two-year-olds is a little bit up in the air here. I'm very, very wary of this horse, Al Shaharad. The stable's won both two-year-old races in Melbourne so far this season. There's got a good grip on the form. Tom said this morning he's got as much as ability as the two winners. He's had an easy jump out at Flemington since. He's 11 to 5.50 since opening on Wednesday. I think the writing's on the wall that this is going to run very, very well, number one. 8, Gododdin, you've got to like what you saw at the trials. Just one soft trial coming into this test here is the only question mark, but who knows? She may have had other barrier trials at Agnes Banks. And well, Tactical Formation just jumped out of the ground when those blinkers went on at the second trial with a huge improvement. And the breed just are absolute swimmers, the Mossman breed. So that's a tick for any, you know, the pedigree wet track search there anyway. 7185.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta, slightly different order. I'm with Fiesta, race experience, luckless on debut, as you said there in the gym crack. Really nice barrier trial there at Warwick Farm since. Maybe gets into the 1-1, gets into the right spot. It'll be hard to run down. 8 for second, Cadogan. Really liked its trial there at Rose Hill. It's got the rail to guide it around initially. Obviously wants to get into the right spot, but showed enough ability in that trial to suggest it's going to perform well. Big watch on the one for all the reasons Ronnie said. It was scratched here a fortnight ago. It's been 39 days since that Wodonga trial and has had a jump out. Was it Flemington, Ronnie?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
yep.
Flemington since. And as Ronnie quite rightly pointed out, the stable's on fire insofar as having to know how this horse stacks up, having won those two-year-old races in Melbourne. 7-8-1, and for fourth I've thrown in number two, Catanzaro. Another one that's had the two nice barrier trials, Canterbury and Warwick Farms, got the pace to cross and set up on the speed here and should acquit herself well. 7-8-1 and 2.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes the 7 as well. Fiesta to beat 5-2 and 9. 7-5-2 and 9 for Darren in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, this is a benchmark 75 for the 3-year-olds.
Yeah, and the 2CH handicap there. Good to see Singo showing in there for 2CH. It's a benchmark 75 over 1,600 metres. And Sambro here with the Norton bit on, but the lugging bit off and the nearside bubble cheeker off. It's a $5 chance. Regent with a cross noseband on at 6. The Mighty Fed with a tongue tie on, but the blinkers off at 15. Our Mantra, Joe Pride notifying this morning to be ridden more positively today, is a $5 chance. Charlie Chap with the blinkers off at 51. Kionic, favourite at $2.80. By Kingdom Come with a tongue tie on at 13. Sky Boy is a $34 chance. Red Braids at 21. And Lover Lover with the blinkers added and the winkers taken off is a $10 chance. Only interest in here is Kionic. Although it's 280, got into 270, has been pushed back to 280 this morning. And it is panels in front of the second pick, which is actually the Mighty Fed.
Speed in the race, I think Red Braids has got plenty of gate speed. It'll roll forward and take up the running. I think Skyboy will cross and sit outside it. The top weight Sambro won't be too far away, as will Lover Lover. They're both nicely drawn. They could easily get into the 1-1. And as Gerald Ryan hinted, I think our Mantra, up to a mile here, can easily press forward and get into the first 5 or 6 and, you know, just tag these leaders. But I think the speed's in those two down the bottom there, Skyboy and Red Braids.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, I'm guessing here with the wet track with Kionic, but I know he's only contested 2 midweek maidens, but he's got a bit of style about him. He's a good-looking prospect. I think he could shape up into something better in the spring if he comes through here. And I'll stick with him here. Our Mantra, I thought, was the danger. I'm not so hot on him on a heavy track. He's only run on a soft 6. He runs 6th of 7 at Rose Hill. But he did find trouble there in the straight, I must say, when I look back on it. I'll put him in. Joe's happy to run him. I'm happy to leave him in there. Lover Lover's a very interesting filly. I think she could be a little speck for the Oaks, this filly. The blinkers are on her today. I think she'll stay. I'm just keeping a very close eye on her to run a race here. No knock on Sambro. He's just got to get him to switch off here, Lee. I don't think he's the easiest horse to ride. Joe couldn't hold him the other day, and he just found the front far too soon. But he's got the draw to find nice cover. I can see them coming for the Mighty Fed here with 2 heavy track run wins under his belt. 6-4, 10-1.
Yeah, look, it's a good little race, this, but I'm quite keen on one in this, and Lover Lover, the one that you've mentioned there in your minor end of things. I've been quite taken with both her runs. She was good in the spring stakes there at Newcastle, behind Astoria. She was sort of cluttered away on the fence here on the worst ground, didn't have a lot of galloping room in the straight. And I thought her run the other day in the flight stakes was full of merit. She was up on the speed. They hummed along in a sort of like 2 races there, the first 4, and then the rest of them, all the place getters were back smoking their pipe. She was up, you know, sort of really working hard up on the pace. And then when she got into the straight, she got tightened up between other runners. She had the audacity to balance up again late in the race and was going quite well. I thought both of those runs were good. I think she's in this race with no weight in the back. She's one out, one back with the blinkers going on. Gee, I think she'll race really well. I like her a fair bit. To beat our Mantra, number four, hit the line quite strongly. All three runs as prep. The most recent behind Goodfella was good. Will be closer on the map, so that holds it in good stead to run the mile. For third, number six, Kionic, no knock on the horse at all. Showed promise both those maiden runs, there's no doubt about that. And hit the line quite nicely, winning at Canterbury. But the leader did come back a bit. The leader's last 200 was the slowest of the race by a considerable margin, so slightly flattering there. But notwithstanding, it has got ability. And for fourth, the top weight, Sambro, number one. Fitter for three runs back and does get through the ground. I'm quite keen on the 10 on an each-way basis here to beat 4, 6 and 1.
Okay, and from an Oaks point of view, have you had a look at that, Glenn?
$26, Andrew, on my head of you as per normal. And it's also in the Derby at $51, and Sambro in the Derby at $51 as okay. well. So, and Singer doesn't own 2CH,
no,
he used to.
No,
and they were forced to sell it when they took over 2UE, so sorry about
That's
that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yep. In the second race, Darren Flindell likes 4 Our Mantra to beat 6, 2 and 1. 4, 6, 2, and 1 in race two. Race three's been knocked about. Glenn, take us through a totally refreshed market for the Tab Highway.
Yeah, tell you what, lucky I've got the four colour pen here, Andrew. It's got a workout this morning. And the Tab Highway today is a class three over 1100. We start with Lalabrook at $3.70 and favourite. Under Oaf at $8.50. Coringle Star came out this morning, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. I Am Captain with the blinkers on is an $8 chance. Malachi Crunch is at $12. Exaggerate came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Polsky Lady is a $9 chance. Tiger by the Tail is a scratching no deduction. Attainment at $18. Naylor's Girl out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. She Knows, sorry, its favourite, with the barrier blanket off at $3. Now, it was favourite earlier this morning at $3.60, so they've had a rejig here. Penny Shares out, no deduction. Mr Bon Jovi out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Rekindled Force out, no deduction. It's running at Newcastle. Cash 10 with a tongue tie off at 10. And Highway 66 with the earmuffs off at $26. Now, trying to work this race out now, the best supported runner, because there's nothing left, is Attainment. And that customer that had 200 on it at $34 this morning, prior to the scratchings, you've got $27.20 for your money. After deductions are taken out there, it's currently an $18 chance.
So generous.
Well, who said you can't get overs when they're scratching?
Come on. Stop taking the bait, will you?
No, because there'll be a narc out there saying, oh, you get carved up with deductions. How much are you going to take for this favourite coming out?
Yeah, well, stay tuned.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, look, it's funny. Obviously, a few of these scratchings were on paces, but the principal ones of Polsky Lady, She Knows, and Lalabrook, all drawn side by side. They've got similar gate speed and they'll definitely press forward, won't be far away. Under Oaf will hold a spot from the rail, and Cash 10 won't be too far away either.
Yeah, Greeby, it's just taken a lot of sting out of what looked a very fast race with these scratchings here. Look, I know you could make a case that a couple probably could have even beaten La La Brook the other day, but he impressed me. He's a big, strong horse. He looks to have that better than Bush look about him. He's got a touch of quality about him, in fact, and I think he has room for improvement. I know there's no wet track form to work with, and I don't know whether I want to take 370 with a few unknowns with wet tracks with him as well, but I think he's top pick. I'll put him on top with that little freshen up. I think the form out of that race is what I've got to trust here. I think the danger is She Knows. The scratchings really help this filly on the map. She got caught wide in that race last time and probably has a lot of upside in her own right. Her first start was on the slow there, but there was excuses there. She just was too green there. Of the others, 7, Polsky Lady. I know she's a six-year-old mare, but she's flying 3 runs back after a year off, and her form's good. So I think she has claims here. And best to the rest is the horse out of the same race again, Under Oath, who wasn't far off La La Brook and She Knows last time. I want more time to think about this race now. 1, 11, 7, and 2.
Mike, how do you see the Tab Highway?
Yeah, look, I've gone with She Knows, number 11 here. I thought the effort first up at Randwick 5 weeks ago was good. Forced to cover ground in that Class 3 over the 1,000. They only had one run on a rain-affected track. That was on debut at Kembla Grange, where sat up on a pretty hot pace and covered plenty of ground. Was sort of there with them to about the 120 and then got a little bit tired, but showed enough in that performance that it can get through a slow track okay. So if it's taken a little bit more improvement from that first up run, I think it'll be competitive. To beat the one La La Brook, had a narrow win over She Knows 5 weeks ago, so we know these horses quite well. She actually meets her a kilo better at the weights for beating her, so from that perspective, she's well in with the claim today. For third, I've thrown in the 9 here, Attainment, the one that Munns was talking about. I think it's probably the best wet tracker in the race. It comes out of a narrow race where it was in a small field, totally unsuited tempo-wise, was back last, but picked a bit up late in that race and got to the line. But I think the pointer to its performance being of some merit today was second up last prep, with this track class and distance on a very heavy track, and it raced really well there. It was close up behind them. I think it ran fourth. So it gets through the ground quite well with no weight in its back. I just thought it could, you know, do something today. And for fourth, another one down the bottom there, Highway 66. It's only had the one run. It was in a Goulburn Maiden and missed the start really badly, but picked the bit up late over the last couple of hundred and really did get to the line strongly. I think it's more of a minor player in this race, but it showed some ability on debut. 11, 1, 9 and 16, and yeah, I've had something on the 9.
On the 9, okay, at $17, and we'll get a rider for the 16 when we can. Darren Flynn.
A. Atkins.
Thanks, yep. Mate. Andrew Atkins has got the ride now on Highway 66, Race 3, number 16. Darren Flindell, he's gone 2 to beat 4, 9 and 1, which is totally different to the ones that I had, but I'll go with what's on screen. 2, 4, 9 and 1 in the Tab Highway, Race number 3. We'll take a break. This is Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing, as we preview Randwick Racing today.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team in the first by champion, Done Deal. 10 wins, 6 Group 1s and over $5.3 million. From Fund Zero, half-sister to the dam of champion two-year-old Moss Fun.
He was a standout at the Magic Millions. What a great racehorse Done Deal was, and what a cracking family this filly has. The Done Deal filly should be a Done Deal.
Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Join us in Perth for the Tab Touch Masters with $1 million Group 1 race on 3 consecutive Saturdays starting November 25. The stars of the turf are set to converge on Ascot, starting with the James Bogues Premium Railway Stakes.
Scales of Justice, it's a point.
Followed by the Crown Perth Winterbottom Stakes.
It's a touchdown in the Winterbottom.
And finishing with the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic.
Bottom stars, 1.5 head.
To book, go to perthracing.com.au. Seriously, good times.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races, already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder.
Tintin in America, Harvey Evans still coming down the outside. Look at him fly. Tintin in America and David Butcher. He's way flying the passing lane in Tintin in America.
Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com. Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab.
Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting on Sky Sports Radio as well as the TV network. We're previewing Randwick with Ron Dovercy and Mike Fraser. And Glenn Munsey's here from the Tab. And Glenn,
yes, Andrew.
Can you update, give us, please, on the City Tattersalls Club Cup? It's City Tats Day today out there as well.
Yes, and in the City Tattersalls Club Cup, Destiny's Kiss is a $5.50 chance. Havana Cooler came out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Admiral Jello to be ridden 54 kilos by Glenn Schofield at $3.30. Alward is a $2 chance. Social Element with the winkers on and the blinkers off at $6, and More Than a Holiday is a $126 chance. Best supported runner here is Destiny's Kiss. As the rain came down, the money came in, and he's the best supported runner. We'd be bet as much as $9, but he was, I think you'll find he was a $10 chance on Thursday night. He was into around about $8 yesterday morning, and that was after the scratching of Havana Cooler. And then Alward's second pick, he was $2.50 on opening, got into odds on, he's back to evens.
Speed in the race, Social Element flies solo with a gap to probably Admiral Jello, then Alward, and More Than a Holiday, and the top weight Destiny's Kiss will be last.
Yep, agree with all that. Wow, it's hard to come into the even money after hearing Chris this morning with Alward. He said he ran him in Melbourne with the wet, and the jockey just said off it doesn't handle it at all. I wanted to oppose him when I first picked up the fields, and then I got into it, and I just thought he's in a winner, and I want to go back with him. He's been beautifully placed all the way through, winning four of his past five. Now he finds himself in a race, you know, with 53 kilos up to a mile and a half. I thought that was quite likeable. So all you're gambling on here is his wet track ability. I've got him on top. I won't be betting in the race. Destiny's Kiss showed an indication. He was back on track last week after just a bit of a question mark run in the Metrop. But looks a lovely race for him. He has won four at this track and distance. Admiral Jello, what you see is what you get. He always runs honestly. He's a month between runs on a testing track here. But I suppose he's had a trial in between hand. And I don't know how this horse fits in Social Element, getting all the favours up front from the Port Macquarie Cup. 4-1-3-5, but no bet for me.
Yeah, no, it's not really a betting proposition, this race, is it? Look, I've gone with Admiral Jello. He's rock hard, runs the trip, seems okay in the soft. He's beaten a lip last start in the Colin Stevens behind Ouvray, who's come out and franked that form with a really good run in the St Ledger. And as Ronnie said, what you see is what you get. He's, you know, he gives his all the time. Got him on top of Alward. Definitely a slight query in the going. Ben Mellon was the jockey that was reported. I think he rated him at his second Australian start and said he didn't get through the ground. I had a look at his overseas form. Hasn't really got any wet track form to go on. He had a couple of synthetic runs over there. He did have four runs at 2,400 and was yet to salute. He ran a second, a third, a fourth and a sixth. So he hasn't ticked that box yet either. So a little bit of a worry there. But we'll put him in for second. Destiny's Kiss for third. Gets a massive tick for the wet track. He was a good winner in the Wyong Cup, four runs back. Repeat of that performance on with this going holds him in good stead for this race. It's funny, his previous four wins before Wyong were all at Randwick, all over 2,400, and all on rain-affected track, so certainly has an affinity for this place. And for fourth, number five, Social Element. Class rise, but will fly solo in front here and does get through the ground. 3-4-1-5.
Yeah, Darren Flindall's all over Destiny's Kiss here. Number one made it his best bet to beat 4, 3 and 5. 1, 4, 3 and 5 in the City Tats Club Cup, race four. To race five, Glenn, this is over the 1,400.
Yeah, and this is the club's New South Wales benchmark 85. We start with Collateral, who's a $16 chance. Gamblestown is out, no deduction. King Darcy at 5. Improvement, $3.80. And that price makes it favourite. Shazzy Lee at 7. Hallelujah Boy came out Thursday. 14 cents a win and nothing the place. Peacock's a $4 chance. Wayanka out this morning. 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Dagny at $4.80. Pumpkin Pie out this morning, 13 cents a win and nothing the place. And Loves a Fantasy is a $10 chance. Now, scanning through these, what is left? Best supported runner here is Shazzy Lee. If you're on it early at the 26, you're happy at the moment. Anyway, second pick is now Dagny, just in front of King Darcy, and there's $30 between them.
Yeah, well, speed in the race, I think Improvement just rolls straight to the front from that whitish draw. Peacock will come across with it. It will probably maybe sit outside King Darcy, Hill box seat. Dagny's the other one that will get into a forward spot. And the rest of them really like to find their feet. So I've got sort of a race of two halves here. I've got those four going forward and the others just meandering across into a backward half.
Yeah, agree. They just stroll across those two wide draw horses, if you can call it wide draws now. Mm. Look, I've spec Shazzy Lee here. I just feel her run was very good in the Yanks. She found trouble up the inside there. That's a Group 3 race. Here she is back to a sort of similar race. She won fourth up last preparation with the sting out of the ground that day at Hawkesbury on the heavy. And I just think she sets up to run well here. And I must say, she looked really good in the yard to me in that race last time too. Just maybe a little bit too good. So I'm saying she's ready for a peak performance today and she'll race well. I think number 9's a big danger here, Dagny. I'm surprised it's probably not favourite. She's a nice mare. She's been great in two runs back. 1,400, third up. Maps well now, just behind them. I thought she's hardest to beat. 3 King Darcy, well, I can smell money coming for him today. Senior rider takes back over. He was 2 months without a trial first up there, had a wide run. This is a different race altogether. He's got very genuine, honest, wet form. So he'll have plenty of supporters. An improvement, well, she gets her chance to dominate today and get back into form, although she was mystery first up, but the two subsequent runs have been quite solid, so she'll race well also. This is, although we've got scratchings, this is a really good betting race. Every runner will have support here, 5, 9, 3 and 4.
Yeah, they certainly will, and I've gone for one you haven't even mentioned in Peacock from the James Cummings yard. This horse is fitter for 3 runs back, been a bit of a space between his runs. I thought his most recent effort at Warwick Farm was terrific. I thought he went along a little bit too quick. He got taken on mid-race. He dashed away on the home turn, and he was sitting shot over the later stages and was grabbed right on the line. I think fourth up here, getting onto a soft track, which he seems to like. He's had one run on a heavy track last prep where he went well, and he's a winner on a slow track. I think if he just ambles across and gets into the second or third spot here, I think he'll have plenty to offer in the straight. I've got him on top, 4 improvement for second. Has made gone along quite nicely. Its last couple of runs are both here at Randwick over 1,200. Was wide from midfield and fought on well in the most recent of those. Handles are soft. It's only had one run fourth up where it was successful. It gets the claim. And as we just discussed, looks more than likely to take control of this race up front, now going up to 1,400. For third, I've thrown in the 9, Dagny. And no knock on it at all. Fitter for 2 runs back. They've both been quite good here at Randwick. Did improve and win third up last prep on a soft track at Rose Hill, and that was over today's trip of 1,400, so ticks quite a few boxes there. And for fourth, number 5, Shazzy Lee. Pretty much for everything Ronnie said, I've been quite impressed with it too. Its most recent run, behind in the Yanks behind Dixie Blossom, didn't have much room at all, and certainly does get through the soft quite comfortably. 7, 4, 9 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes improvement there for Gary Portelli. The 4 to beat 3, 5 and 7. 4, 3, 5 and 7 in race 5. We get to the legs of the quaddie, and as we've been telling you this morning, Glenn and the listeners and viewers, a projected quaddie pool of around 600,000 today.
Yeah, pretty healthy. It's not an easy one to get because you've got to try and work out all the stuff that you've done all week. Could have went straight in the rubbish bin this morning after 7:30, but we'll start with the Southern Cross Group Brian Crowley stakes here, where Single Bullet is out this morning, 14 cents a win and nothing the place. Chauffeur out this morning, 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Goodfella, $2.90 and favourite. Albumin at 5. Malahat at 4. Piracy at $4.60. Andaz at $9.50. And Mustafa with the synthetic hoof filler on the off front since its last trial. And the earmuffs and the blinkers went on pre-trial on the 9th of the 10th. So it didn't have them for the first trial, but had them for the second trial, and it'll carry them today. It's a $13 chance. Best supported runner here easily is Goodfella in front of Mustafa.
Piracy rolls forward. More than likely take up the running. Malahat won't be too far away. Andaz will hold a spot there. And, of course, this bottom one, Mustafa, showed pace in its trials from a wide draw. It's just a matter of whether they want to press on with it or not. But, you know, it's got a little bit of gate speed if they so desire. And, of course, Goodfella back in distance from 1,400 to 1,200. He'll probably look to slot in behind those.
Yep, I think the rains really helped Goodfella here. I thought he did an amazing job to win at Randwick last time, beating our man. Sure, he just sat wide. He was under pressure. He got challenged. He fought off. He was 1,100 to 1,400. The only negative here, he's back to 1,200. But hopefully that's offset with a wet track here. He can show some gate speed, keep in touch with them, and I think he's going to be tough. Love that last win. I think he'll win. I think Albumin's the danger. The query with him is he's only heavy track. He was beaten 30 lengths there. I think it might have been his first start. He may have had a poor post-race recovery that day. But
no, it was his second run. He went from 1,100 winning at Rose Hill to 1,400. Timmy Clark said it was a heavy 27.
Yeah. So still, it's in the back of your head. It was his only wet track run. But they're happy to run him to find out for sure today. And look, he's much better ridden quieter now, and he won't have to be dragged back. He'll just come out steady on him and look for cover. So the mapping of him looks much better today, and he does have that Viridine form, which is strong. I'm very wary of number seven here, Andaz. I think he's much better than what we saw at his first Sydney start, and I'm looking for a dramatic improvement. Just reading a quote from Chris, I think it might have been in Racing New South Wales or something, that this could be the Carbine Club horse, not the one earlier in the day. So that makes me prick my ears. And Malahat didn't really shape up to the class rise when he was favourite last start, but he maps quite nicely doing his thing here and will run well. I'm keen on 3, 3, 4, 7, 5.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it'd be hard to beat Goodfella. He was good first up. Even though he ran last, he was never on the track. He was wide and well back. It was a leaders-dominated meeting. And then, as Ronnie pointed out there, he sat three wide up on the speed and had the audacity to dig deep and get the cash a fortnight ago. Comes back in distance here to 1,200, but I think that'll be offset by the soft conditions here. His only heavy track run, he was successful in a maiden at Canterbury, and he ran really, really slick time. He got through the ground beautifully, so all things point to him racing extremely well today. For second, I've thrown in Album number four. It's hit the line strongly its last couple of starts, both against the good horse in Viridine. Certainly ticks a lot of boxes the way it's going. As we say, the only slight query is that failure on the heavy track. That was at its third start there in its first preparation. It got beat 23 and a half lengths. But look, you can forgive him one run, I guess, and as Ronnie pointed out, did have some sort of an issue there and hadn't been to the track for 31 days. So a couple of things against it. Three to beat four, five Malahat for third. It's been close up all three runs as preparation. I thought the fourth and the Heritage the other day was probably, a little bit outgraded, but didn't do too bad a job. 35 days since then and a nice cold barrier trial at Warwick Farm, having it ticking along quite nicely. And for fourth, number seven, Andaz sat up on a very fast pace there at Randwick behind Super X when they ran that super quick time there. I think it was race one. 31 days since that performance. And has also been to the trials, had a nice cold trial at Rose Hill. So a little bit fitter and certainly can improve here. 3, 4, 5 and 7.
And similar numbers for Darren Flindell. 3 on top to beat 4, 5 and 6. 3, 4, 5 and 6 in race 6 on the card. We've got three races to go. We're going to take a break here in our preview hour. We'll come back and look at the Nivison. There's no scratchings in the race, and we'll be able to give you the latest with the tab market. So stand by for the preview after the break of today's Nivison.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre is a tradie's dream. They're out near Narellan at Smeaton Grange. It's a trip worth taking. Their Iveco Daily range offers outstanding fuel economy, turbo diesel engine and bigger payloads, so you'll get your job done quicker. For a limited time, buy any new Iveco Daily van or cab chassis, and on top of the 3-year 200,000K warranty, you'll score an extra year's warranty absolutely free. For more Iveco deals, visit stmc.com.au.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, and Hawks Racing in this stunning colt by undefeated racehorse Reset, sire of Rebel Raider, Pinker Pinker, and Faulkner. Out of Fiction, the daughter of Golden Slipper winner Polar Success. This outstanding colt looks a real Guineas prospect, with shares starting at $3,990, GST included. Visit DerbyRacing.com. Derby Racing, the syndicators of Champion 2-year-old of the Year, She Will Reign, and Champion 3-year-old Filly of the Year, Yankee Rose.
AFSL 333-244.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy a split-system air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Kelvinator, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $250, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au.
Cullen, I'm the Mighty Quinn, the widest runner. Turning out chain of command leader. Smiling Shard, Stunning Cullen. I'm the Mighty Quinn out wider. Stunning Cullen hit the lead. Stunning Cullen in front of Smiling Shard and Stunning Cullen. The New Zealander wins the cup.
Stunning Cullen, winner of just under 1.5 million. The richest entire son of Christian Cullen. Winner of four Group 1 races. From a New Zealand Broodmare of the Year. Standing at Yerribee Stud. Visit yerribee.com.au. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
We've got 15 minutes roughly to look at the last three races on the card at Randwick with Ron Duppersey and Mike Fraser and Glenn Munsey from the TAB. Glenn, it's a beauty this year, the Nivison.
Is it what, Andrew? And it's the ICD Nivison. This is a Group 3 event for mares. And we'll start with Heavens Above as a $21 chance. Dixie, she's a $6 chance. Daisy, because she's always with her, she's a $6 chance as well. Nancy is at $9.50. Sounds like a bowling club roll call or something. Then we go to Zestful with the winkers on, but the tongue tie off at $21. Diddums, now late gear change yesterday. The concussion plates come off the front. Normal plates on for Diddums at $3.50 in favourite. Sprite at 19. Kinshasi with the tongue tie off at 11. Maternal at 15. Samantha is a $21 chance. White Moss at 6. And Siren's Fury is at $41. Very competitive betting race here. Not a great deal separating Diddums, who went up as much as $8 on Monday in the all-in. $6 in the final field market Wednesday. Was $3.80 earlier this morning, is now $3.50. White Moss went up as much as $15 Monday, $11 Wednesday, $7.50 yesterday, and went up $6.50 this morning, is now $6. They're the top two. And third pick is Daisy, who's got out a little bit, went $6 into $5, $5.50, then $6.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, Diddums, I think it'll roll to the front. White Moss will drop in behind it. Daisy, even though she's back in distance, I think she'll eventually maybe get into the third or fourth line. Then it's not a great deal of pressure coming from any of the other runners. Maybe Kintachi, the eight on the fresh side, can get into the first four or five. But I've got two basic leaders, and that's it, Ron.
Yeah, that's why I think this race comes down to the pattern of the day stuff, which will be set in concrete by race seven. You know, if the back markers are coming into play, anything goes here. If the leaders are getting a fair break, I just think these two just control this race and dominate the race, Diddums and White Moss. Diddums will lead, White Moss will just pop up outside, and they'll slow it up for 300 metres and they'll quicken and may leave them flat-footed. But this track, now that it's come up heavy, this race is actually stacked full of wet trackers, stacked full of them. I'm tipping Diddums to win this race. I thought she looked very good winning with a head on her chest there first up. She has won on a wet track before here at Randwick, being the I think it was the PJ Bell on a heavy track, and that was quite a strong race that day. So look, she's proved that she's come back well. She maps beautifully here. I think she's a terrific mare, this White Moss. Now I know she's got to take up a big leap here, but I just like what she's done throughout her career. I love what she did first up. Horse she beat come out and won on Wednesday, best guess. She's got real desire, this mare. I can't leave out the two girls, the two good girls, Dixie and Daisy. Their class is going to take them a long way here. These two Godolphin mares are swimmers. They've got terrific wet track credentials. Samantha's got good wet track credentials. So, like I said, I think this race, I'll get more confident if a few on-pace runners get a fair go to bet up in 6-11 here. 6-11, 2-3.
Yeah, it is a terrific race. I'm with the 8, though, Kinsashi, from the Godolphin Yard. Is first up, had two nice cold trials. Her fresh form is really quite good. She won her first three fresh appearances. And then first up, last preparation, she was in the Godolphin Crown. She sat wide. She was 4 and 5 wide throughout the entire race. She ran a really good third. Daisy Doom actually ran second in the race. And out of that race, this horse meets Daisy Doom 3 kilos better today. So, look, she's got the fresh form. And I think the trials have been good. She gets through the ground quite well. If she can just get into the, you know, fourth or fifth spot, I think she's going to acquit herself well. I like her to beat Daisy Doom, the 3. Even though she's coming back in the back in distance, she's done it before. And I think with the given the ground, she'll probably adapt more coming back from 1600 to 1200, especially if she gets into the first three. She's really well weighted here at the set weights with the penalties, given the prize money and the races she's won. So definitely a big tick for her. 5 Zestful, another one here that's had excuses and been sound. Both runs back this preparation at Rosehill and Newcastle in the Tibby. Had a nice barrier trial since on the Beaumont track and is okay in the ground. And for 4th, number 10, Samantha, another one that's had the one run back. She did okay in that 1,000-metre open at Warwick Farm. She improved sharply at her only run second up for an easy win here at Randwick over 1,100, and she certainly does like the soft conditions. So a good, great little race. I'm 8, 3, 5 and 10.
Darren Flindell calling the action, likes Daisy Doom to rebound here, the 3 to beat 11, 6 and 2. 3, 11, 6 and 2 for Darren in the Nibbison. The second last is race 8, Black on Gold, coming out this morning, Glenn.
Yeah, the ProCare Property Services here, a benchmark 85 over 1,600 metres, and we'll start with Zenalicious, who's the $4 favourite. Black on Gold out this morning, 9 cents a winner, 9 cents to the place. Hogman A is at $8.50. Great Glen at 26. Mortar Platoon at 23. Impavido, $4.40. Multitude at 17. Screamer at 14. Mapmaker, $5.50. Wugok at 14. Be Like Dad at 17. Gorgana at $6.50. And Interweary out the deduction, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Best supported runner here is now Impavido, who's been 5.50 into 4.40 since all the scratchings were taken out this morning. Second pick is Hogmanay, and third pick is Just Be Like Dad over Mapmaker.
Speed in the race will Be Like Dad will roll forward. It's got plenty of gate speed. Multitude will hold a spot and drop onto the fence. Mapmaker will come across and get into the first two or three. Gorgon won't be too far away from barrier one, and Wugok, from that widest draw, definitely press forward. It's just a matter of where he gets in, but I think Be Like Dad will probably take the running up. And I suppose the other question mark, Ronnie, is Hogman A. What happens there, if it comes away cleanly or not?
Yeah, it all revolves there in the start. If he jumps, he can lead this race if he wanted to, but he's been a bit messy there of late, so all eyes at the start with him, 3 supporters. Look, it's got a bit of a short back and side since this morning, Impavido in the market, but I thought it was a better run there, second up. He's fitter now, he's ready to handle it. I'd say it'll be nearly soft by this stage, perfect for him. He did run fourth in a Group 1 Randwick Guineas on a wet track. I just think he's hard to hold out here. Enormous respect for Zenalicious. Would have liked a bit better track for her with 60 kilos and all that, but she's right at the top of the game. She's ready to win, and if Les is happy to run a short, she's here to run well. 9, Mapmaker, he's just so honest of late, and he'll be genuine again here. And Hogman A, got a terrific hope if he jumps, because I can't see a lot of pressure here, and if he goes forward, he'll run well. I'm wary of all these stayers at Chris's, especially Great Glen, would you believe? But anyway, 6, 1, 9, and 3.
Yep, another good race with a few chances. I've gone with one down the bottom here in Gorgon, the 12. A bit of a 3 runs back. The last two has made nice improvement up on the speed. Got the job done at Warwick Farm over a mile in an easier race last start. But with Brock Ryan's claim, gets into this race with 51.5 on his back, and just sitting, you know, maybe two pairs back following the speed, gets into the right spot in the straight. I thought it could have quit herself well. Got in on top of the six in Bovado. Fitters showed nice improvement there second up when closing okay this track and distance behind Interlocutor. Handles the ground. It's got an awkward draw to contend with, but, you know, probably by race eight that may not even matter. And as we say, it does get through the ground quite well. One Zenalicious closed okay its last couple of starts in the Golden Pendant and the Angst. Ready to peak here fourth up. And does get through the ground. Okay, no knock on it there. And for fourth, number eight, Screamer, won here at a bit of a price. Ran on really well first up, winning at Warwick Farm. You can ignore the margin there, second up when it failed. He's had a nice barrier trial since, and it's one that certainly does handle the wet conditions quite well. So if it bounces back and improves a little bit off its first up win, it can be competitive here. 12, 6, 1 and 8.
And Darren Flindell's gone for a different horse, Wukog, who got a bit of a mention from Chris Waller this morning at $14. 10 to beat 9, 12 and 1 for Darren in race number 8. And the last, Glenn, ISO Rich coming out this morning. We're over 1,200.
Yeah, the Gem Computer Systems benchmark 88 here, and I think a lot of early shoppers will be now reconstructing their quaddy with ISO Rich not there just to create the value for them. The deduction for ISO Rich out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Sweet Serendipity is a $12 chance. Petrosian with the blinkers off and the tongue tie off at 19. Ziggy Willie at 14. Noble Joey at 8. Unequivocal at 19. Zumbalina out this morning, 15 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Tudor out this morning, no deduction. Magic Alibi out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Crafty Cop is a $4 chance. New Universe, $2 and favourite. Astara at 16. And My Country over the page there, a $12 chance. The best supported runner now is New Universe. They put it back up $1.85 this morning and already have pushed it to a $2 chance.
Yep.
Put it this way, it had half as much money on it as what ISO Rich did.
Speed in the race, well, Noble Joey from Barrier 1 holds a spot. Sweet Serendipity's got plenty of gate speed. It'll come across with Crafty Cop. I think they're the three that'll sort the lead out between them, should ensure a truly run race. And the other one I've got going forward is My Country, from a wideish draw, but with one run under its belt, it could easily press forward and get into the first four or five. Ziggy Willie, maybe holding some sort of a spot there, but I think Noble Joey and Sweet Serendipity will sort it out, Ron.
Yeah, I think Sweet Serendipity crosses Noble Joey. Gee, he's a quick horse, Sweet Serendipity, and he's up to 1,200 today. Look, this horse was regarded as it was going to be a Stradbroke chance last preparation, New Universe. Chris says he's come back stronger. He should overpower this lot here. He's on top. Crafty Cop is the danger. He's a nice horse who maps well, and he did enough first up. For Ziggy Willie's ready to do something now, third up on a wet track. And Noble Joey's a huge watch because he likes it wet. And he has very good fresh form, but he doesn't trial his horses publicly.
He's had two private.
Yeah, I bet he has. 11, 10, 4 and 5.
Yeah, good race to finish the day. He's shorten up this favourite, and I do concede he's right in the race with an excellent chance. But I've gone with one a little bit wider here in the bottom, down the bottom in My Country from the Snowden's camp. I thought the first up effort was good there at Randwick behind Chalk. Was back and wide from an awkward draw. I thought it acquitted itself well, was picking the bit up nicely in the latter stages. It's open to more improvement here, second up. Had three runs on wet tracks last preparation, but you can ignore the margin on a couple of those, and it did bleed before going for a spell, so just don't take a great deal of notice of that. This horse is a horse that does improve quite noticeably second up. So I'm going to lean towards it as a bit of value to beat New Universe. No knock on it. Unbeaten fresh, one, two from two. As I said earlier when we were talking about the horse, it's had three runs on dead tracks and is yet to taste defeat. So certainly does like a bit of softness in the ground. Chris sort of sorted out the problem with the spacing between the two trials, so no issue there. For third, I've thrown in the four, Ziggy Willie. Fitter for the two runs back, hasn't really been suited in both of them, both this track and distance, loves the slow and heavy conditions. Never won at Randwick, but has got four good placings there from nine attempts, so does get around the track quite well. And for fourth, number 10, Crafty Cop. It was a steady effort first up behind Diddums. It improved nicely, 2 or 3 second up. And it did win on a slow at Canterbury last prep, second up, off a similar run first up to this campaign, so if that makes sense. 13, 11, 4 and 10.
Darren Flindell, New Universe number 11 to beat 5, 10 and 6. 11, 5, 10 and 6. How are you going to play it, Mike?
I think I like one that Ronnie likes, race 6, number 3, Goodfella. I think it'll be really hard to beat, but I'm going to make the main one, race 2, number 10, Lover Lover. I think it's terrific value and bound to race really well today.
Good on you, mate. Have a winning day.
Cheers, boys. See you, Duff.
See you, mate.
And what about you, Ron?
Considering the circumstances, race 6, number 3, Goodfella.
Race 6, number 3, and your Caulfield Cup tip was Ventura Storm, and race Fox. 8, number and 7 at Caulfield. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. I like Fox Play in Melbourne as well, $4, whatever she is. I think it's good odds.
Righto, race 9, number 1. Thanks, mate. Ron Dubbasy, you'll hear him right through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. That's it for Racing HQ's preview hour of Randwick. Stay with Sky right through the day.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The King Living Spring Sale ends soon. Save up to 50% off when you purchase the Delta 3 sofa for only $2,990 and receive a free matching chair. Visit your nearest King Living showroom today. At Barden Ridge, a truck is broken down. New Illawarra Road, Lane 1 northbound at the Bangor Bypass, and at Arncliffe from the M5, Mars Street, a steady flow of traffic into the International Terminal, M4OK. Be storm safe. Watch out for electrical hazards hidden in storm debris. Fallen trees and floodwaters can hide fallen power lines. An important safety message from the team at Ausgrid. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
So, Greg, what's your best advice for the spring carnival?
Let Sky Racing steer you towards the winners.
Rads is right. Sky Racing does all the hard work for you this spring carnival with unrivaled knowledge and passionate opinions from our expert commentary team. It's the best way to pick your winners.
Get reliable, real-time information on every horse in the race.
How good is that?
Be smart this spring. Watch Sky Racing on 526 and Thoroughbred Central on 528.
The Spring Carnival on Sky Racing. Get closer to the action.
Only on Foxtel.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Whoopi Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of 3 races. Whoopi Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Whoopi Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. Today, there's a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got $15,000 projected first four pools on all the Vic Peters Classic heats at Wentworth Park. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the TAB app. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Just a couple of things before we launch into Caulfield. Ace High, who's on the way to Melbourne for the Victoria Derby. That will be the horse's next run. It's going to have a gallop after the second race today at Randwick. So watch for that if you're looking towards a derby with Ace High galloping at Randwick. And also from a Cox Plate point of view, a couple of horses have galloped at Moonee Valley this morning. Royal Symphony has worked there over a casual 1,400 metres for Dean Yendall getting his first feel. They'll go back on Tuesday. An English galloped in the Melbourne direction at Randwick. And will travel down to run in the Group 1 Manicato on Friday night. And Mark Zara has been booked to take the ride there. So just a couple of snippets from gallops this morning. The Caulfield Cup Day, overcast in Melbourne, but the radar's pretty clear. A good 3 in the rail at 6 metres. The Scratchings, Race 1, take out 8 and 9. Race 2, number 4. Race 3, the 4 emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 3, 6, 7, 9 and 11. Race 6, number 3. Race 7, the scratchings are 3 and 5. Race 8, the cup is clear. Race 9, 5, 9, 10 and 18. And race 10, take out 9 and 12. And take note that in race 9, the rider for 4, Zanbar, is Hugh Bowman. Hugh Bowman going on to Zanbar this morning. And Dean Lester's with us. Morning to you, Dino.
Morning, Andrew.
Caulfield Cup Day comes around and we can't wait to get there for one of the strong handicapped 2,400 metre races.
Certainly is. And, yeah, I think it's a terrific race this year with internationals and some of the four-year-olds coming through. So looking forward to the day.
Always asked, Dean, how does it compare? Do you think it's good quality with the 17?
I think it's a solid race, yeah. I mean, it looks different because there's no four emergencies this year, that's all. But there's still 17 there to run, and I think it stands up pretty well.
And, Mark Hunter, how does Caulfield Cup Day look for you, mate?
Morning, Andrew. Caulfield Cup Day is challenging. They're big fields, but some fantastic racing, and hopefully we've found a few at good odds for you.
All right. So let's get stuck into it. 10 races to look at before Dino jumps in the van, Dino, I presume, and gets there.
Yeah, we'll have to get there fairly soon, Andrew.
Righto. Well, let's get going. Munns is with us from Tab Fixed Odds. What about the first?
I'll get back to Caulfield, Andrew. Only 56 scratchings at Doom, and that's all right. Race one here in... We'll start with number 3, Counterplay at $5.50. We'll go to Justice Glory, the 4 at 15. Super Snob at $8.50. Our Crown Witness, $2.50 in favourite. Beers at Burns, good on you, Burn, at 19. Down to Sworn Evidence at 7. And Nantali is a $5.50 chance. Best supported runner here, Our Crown Witness. Even this morning, 270 into 250 already. Second pick is Sworn Evidence, and third pick, the bottom one, in Nantali.
Righto, got home last night, and Bernie was having a beer. I don't know what in the hell was going on there with the big head, Mark.
Well, Hospitaller in action.
Andrew, don't refer to your wife like that, please.
No, that's the name of the beer that Mark put me onto.
We'll clarify, because that could be taken the wrong way.
No, she's got a beautiful head. Righto, Dino, give us your thoughts in the first.
Andrew, I'm going with Sworn Evidence here. Darren Weir's got a terrific record in this race, and he usually has he won it last year with Jennifer Lynn, I think, coming off a race at Coleraine, and this horse, I thought, ran pretty well over 1,200. 1,400 is going to suit, and I'm going to go with her to beat 6 Our Crown Mistress, who'll be up on the speed. She'll run well. 5 Super Snobs, having a terrific preparation, beat the older horses last start, and 11 Nantali, who looks really promising. The second and third one, they're maiden straight away after her win on debut, where she made a long run. 10, 6, 5 and 11.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers. I think there are three hopes here. I didn't know which way to go with them. I've put number 6, Our Crown Mistress, on top. It was impressive last time. I think it'll spear out. I think it will eventually find the top, roll along and be mighty hard to run down. 11 Nantali, big debut win. The form's good. Hoping it can hold leaders back from gate one and just follow the favourite through. Number 10, Sworn Evidence, has got a great chance. That race last time just would have been a tick over run. It was back, it was wide, nothing went right, it still ran well. And fourth, number 5, Super Snob, who, take away that missing the start, 2 starts ago, its form's terrific. It's certainly got a place chance at least. 6, 11, 10 and 5.
Matt Hill calling his first Caulfield Cup today, and in the first he likes 3 to beat 11, 2 and 6. 3, 11, 2 and 6. Race 2, Glenn, the Gothic.
Yeah, we start with Snitz Pig here, a $9.50 chance. Beaugest at $4.40 in favourite. Eclair Sunshine, $4.80. Down to Octobello, number 5, is a $7 chance. Almighty 11, down to number 8, Lord Sundowner, $4.80. Was a Geist at 13, would have thought so at $7.50. Best supported runner here is Octobello. Only 8.50 into 7, but 7.50 into 7 already today. Second pickers would have thought so. 7.50 steady this morning. And then not a great deal between Was a Geist and Lord Sundowner and Bo Jess. So it's a pretty good betting race, the second.
Claire Sunshine missed out last week due to a temperature, but obviously right here. Mark, how do you see race two?
I'm going with 8 and 5 here. I'll put number 8, Lord Sundowner, on top. I think it will spear out and find the top. It was a good wet track win 2 starts ago, and then it was an outstanding win last time. Just ran them into the turf, ran good time, and I think it's got a great hope here of leading all the way. I think number 5, Octobello's a beauty. It'll be back in the field. It might be looking for a bit further. It'll be ducking and diving and just charging home. 3, Eclair Sunshine. It brings the best form to the race, but you certainly worry about that temperature last week. And 2, Bo Jest or Bo Guest, who comes down off slowly run races up in Sydney, has got a hope. 8 from 5, then 3 and 2.
Again, the same 4 numbers, but I'm going the other way for the Mick Price pair. I'm going 5, Octobello, whose first up win was terrific at Flemington, to beat 8, Lord Sundowner, who will give a great side in front. 3, Eclair Sunshine, as Mark said, had the issue last week, missed the Guineas run, but finished around the good Guineas performers when it ran in the Prelude, and Bo Jest down from Sydney. 5, 8, 3, 2.
For Matt Hill, it's 2 to beat 1, 8 and 5. 2, 1, 8 and 5. And I think Mick's still getting over the Guineas success, mate. He thought he'd run well, but maybe not win it.
Well, that's right. And he's a shareholder in it too, so it was a pretty big result.
Yeah, big result at big odds. I didn't ask him whether he'd backed it as well. Let's move to race 3, the Ethereal over the 2,000.
Did you ask this question of Bernie last night, Andrew? One more, honey, is a $7.50 chance. We've got Lucky Louie, number 3 at 19. Speedway at 9. Higham at $7.50. Pinot is a $4.80 chance. Go all the way down to number 12, Teodora at $4.80. Think Diamonds, number 14, is 21. Studio City at 19. And all of the other runners are $26 and longer. Best supported runner here is Teodora. Just checking what it did here. Went up 6.50, 5 this morning, is now 4.80. Second pick is Higham, who's been 9, 8, 7.50. Third pick would be Pinot, and then actually not much between State of Play and Think Diamonds.
We had Darren Weir on about his cup runners. I said, anything else, Darren? And he thought, well, he basically said, I'm a sock and judge. But the confidence around Teodora, Dean, seems to be pretty strong in this third race.
Yeah, she looks a pretty good filly, Andrew, and she's a very good chance. But I'm a real rat for number 5, Hayam. I thought her run was terrific at Flemington. She looked beaten. She was a good, determined run, good stayers run. And I think she's got a great winning chance here. Number 5, to beat 12, Teodora, who's been fantastic in both of her wins and beat the older horses last start and looks a real stayer. 6, Pinot, was it blinkers off? Race better, won well last start, and 16 Tajine's going to be big odds, but gee, I think she's a promising stayer. Her run last start was terrific as well. 5, 12, 6 and 16.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta, just a different order. I hope Weary's a good judge here with number 12, Teodora. I thought that debut win was terrific, and I thought the second up win at Bendigo was just outstanding. It looks a horse who's just going to improve and improve. You go back last year, he brought Tiamo Grace to this race, and off the bush runs, and it had no luck. It should have won. Just got a sense of time in this horse. I think it'll run really well to beat number 6, Pinot, just getting better and better with each run. Drawn wide, but pushes forward and makes its own luck. Number 5, Hayam, was a terrific run the other day. Looks like 2,000 will suit. And I put number 8, Smooth Landing, in for 4th. Thought it might be the best stayer of the Sydney horses. 12, 6, 5 and 8.
And for race caller Matt Hill, it's 5 as well as Dean to beat 1, 12 and 16. 5, 1, 12 and 16. News just coming through on the non-tab at Inverell. It's been postponed today due to the state of the track. There's a huge family day still being planned. They're going to have a phantom meeting. So if the family still want to enjoy the day out, you can still head out to Inverell, but there just won't be a local race meeting. To race 4, the Caulfield Classic over the 2,000.
Yeah, you got a supporter out there, Mark, 1,000 by 500, Teodora there, just taken on that race. So the 4th here at Caulfield, and we have the Tangled, $3.70, equal favourite. Cliff's Edge at $4.40. Esterark, 14. Main Stage, $3.70, equal favourite. Ataraxia, $9.50. You might as well have the others. Aviro, 26. Tavistock Abbey with bandages on the front at $5. And Sweet Mischief is a $21 chance. Slightly more money for Tavistock Abbey here, 7 into 5. than there is for main stage, who's been 480 into 390 first thing this morning, now 370.
Mark, the classic?
Yeah, they're the two I've settled on, Andrew. I'm going for number four, main stage, who just got beaten by Tavistock Abbey there 2 runs ago with no real excuses. Then was just an outstanding win last start at Flemington, coming from the back and making that big run down the outside. I think from gate one, can get a lovely run on the back of Cliff's Edge, most likely. Follow that horse through when it kicks, and I just think it's going to get the right run and be awfully hard to beat. Seven Tavistock Abbey's a beauty, won't be too far away. There was a centimetre between them last time, they'll go close again. Two Cliff's Edge, I think he'll eventually find the top, and he'll roll along, it'd be hard to run down. And next best, number one, Tangled. 4, 7, 2, and 1.
I'm going with Tavistock Abbey. I'll be interested to see when he comes in the yard what sort of bandages they are. I suspect they might be just bumper tapes, and that's not too serious, but it's a little bit of a concern. But gee, he was good at Bendigo in winning, and then last start, I thought it was a bit of a flat run, really, to be honest, and he still won. So they've freshened him up. The barrier trial recently at Cranbourne was good. I'm going with him to beat Tangled. He was 7 day back up, third up at 2,000 last start. I think he's open to a fair bit of improvement. I think he's a terrific chance. Main stage was outstanding in winning last start, and he can run well again. I think he'll race closer to the speed from a good draw, and Cliff's Edge will just roll along. He's a good on-pace, one-pacer, and he'll give a great sight for a long way. 7, 1, 4, and 2.
The good news is you'll be in the yard now, listeners, and you'll be able to hear it, Dean. So
you will indeed, Andrew.
Yeah, that's good. Matt Hill likes Cliff's Edge number 2 to beat 4, 1 and 5. 2, 1, 4 and 5 in the fourth. Race 5, this is the Coonjee Cup over the 2,000.
Yeah, and what's left of it, we got a sign here at $4.60, and next is Turn It Around at 7, down to Morris at $7.50, Spectroscope at 5, Samovare at $3 in favourite, and Kiwia is a $5 chance. Not a great deal separating Samovare here, who did go back up $3.10. And a sign who was being 480 to 460 this morning.
Yeah, there was a good bet on, I think, on a sign yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was 10,000 at 550.
Okay.
So they copped the deduction there of 13. Well, I tell you what, no, there might have actually been some of these out.
Right.
After it was placed.
Okay. Dean, Coonjee for you?
I really like a sign here. I liked him when it was a full field. I think Hugh Bowman doesn't do a lot of riding for Lloyd Williams and Rob Hickmont, but they put him on the right style of horses. He'll wind this horse up early, and probably he'll even lead now with the way the race structures up. I reckon he'll win number one assigned to beat 4 Morris. I think he was nearly favourite in this race last year when he was in the Smurden Yard, and he disappointed, but he's come up quite well. 8 Samovar, she was on the back up last start. She's deep into a preparation. She's there with a chance, and 5 Spectroscope, who wasn't far behind Morris, next best. 1, 4, 8, 5.
Yeah, number one for me, assigned. It ran fourth last time behind Winks, and then two of my Caulfield Cup tips, so you'd hope that's a pretty good form line. I agree. I think it'll find the top. I think it'll control the race, be too strong, and win. To beat number 8, Samovar, who had a really tough run last time, you'd imagine it goes forward, probably sits outside the leader, and tries to use its 4-kilo weight advantage to beat it, but I think a sign can be too strong. Third pick, number 10, Kiwia, on a Bendigo Cup path for connections, but racing well, and 2, Turn It Around, who's come back in good form. 1 from 8, then 10 and 2.
Matt Hill makes Samovar number 8 the best bet of the day for him to be 10, 1 and 5. 8, 10, 1 and 5 in the Coonjee.
Yeah, there'd be no deduction with that bet, Andrew, because those 3 horses that were out all out early yesterday morning, and that bet was in the afternoon, the 10,000 at 550, and the 2 scratchings this morning, there's no deduction.
Yeah, okay.
So he's on there at the 550.
Okay, well, it's a good bet then, particularly off Dean and Mark's thoughts. To race 6, this is the Moongar over the 1,400. Good luck to Christian Buchanan down there with Echo Effect.
Yeah, all our roads here is a $10 chance. Burning Fronts at $6.50. Go down to Tashby, 17. Ullman, 7. Grand Rosso, 480. Savile Row, 13. Echo Effect for Christian Buchanan at 13. St. Valorum, 21. Extine, 650. And a new favourite in the shape of Danish Twist, who is a $4.60 chance. There is only less than 1,500 between Danish Twist here and Burning Front. And Well, they're two genuine firms up here. Danish Twist is in from 7, although it did go back up 4.40 this morning. It's out to 4.60. And Burning Front went up 12, and it went up 7.50 this morning. It's into 6.50.
Okay, the New South Wales there with Danish Twist, Eckstein for Kurt Goldman, and Kristen with Echo Effect. Mark, the Moongar over the 1,400.
I like this race, Andrew. I like number 2, Burning Front. He's had 2 runs back from a spell. I thought it was a pretty negative ride last time. He's since had 2 good gallops with Admired Juice where they've really had a searching head out, so I reckon he'll be fit. I think he'll spear out from gate 1, take the top, control the race, and when he's in form, he's a very hard horse to pass. I just hope he establishes control and doesn't get much pressure. To beat number 5, Ullman, had 1 run back from a spell, ran really well. I just wonder if it needs one more run. 11, Danish Twist, is a good horse, but needs a hell of a lot to go right, and I can't see that happening in this race. And 6, Grand Rosso, gets every possible chance from the gate. I just thought he got pushed out of the way a bit easy on the home turn last time. I like 2 to dominate, 2, 5, 11 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going with the other wee runner. I'm going with Ullman. I thought he looked well first up. He ran well enough, and I just think speed up front will suit. I think he maps really well here for Damien Lane to beat All Our Roads, who's not well treated at the weights. I thought he ran well first up. He's going to have to go a long way back. He's a bit like Danish Twist. He's going to need a lot to go right. Burning Front, I've been very interested that he was the galloping partner with Admire Deus, and that would have really topped him off. But now he's had the couple of runs. He always takes a couple of runs, and he's ready to go. And Grand Rosso back from the Group 1. Probably not quite as much pressure here. Next best. 5, 1, 2 and 6.
Matt Hill likes number 6, Grand Rosso, to beat 1, 10 and 11. 6, 1, 10 and 11 in race 6. Race 7, Caracatus and Badajoz come out here. 3 and 5.
Yeah, Fartnar here is a $7 chance. Miss Rocket, 14, down to Crystal Dreamer, 13. Ocean Embers at 10, Sweet Sherry, 8. Snitty Kitty at $4, Super 2 at 5. And Property is now the favourite as a $3.90 chance. And that is only due to the support this morning for Property. 4 into 3.90 this morning after as much as 5 was bet about it. But that was with Batterhoff in the race as an $8 chance. Second pick is Snitty Kitty, who's gone the other way this morning, 3.90 to 4. Third pick, Super 2, who's been 4.80 out to 5 so far today.
Yeah, Winona Costin down there to ride the Speedy Super 2. Is the outside Super 2, Dean, much pace around it?
Oh, I think Snitty Kitty's going to be fairly prominent, Andrew. Certainly Super 2's a very quick horse, as we do know, and I thought Cindy Kitty come across and sit second, and then the inside two draws of Fardinara and Crystal Dreamer would be the next pair.
Okay, and I should have asked you this, mate. The rail at 6, it's a dozen years plus that it's in this position for Cup Day. Is there any leaning or any way that it normally runs for this day?
No, we've had a variety of different tracks on Caulfield Cup Day, but usually it plays pretty well, I think, anyway. And no disadvantage beyond the pace, but it all comes down to pressure.
Yeah, understand. Which one are you favouring?
I'm going with the three-year-old in Property. I think he sits probably 3 or 4 lengths off them, and I think he's trialled up well enough to suggest he'll run well. I think it's a suitable race for him to beat 8 Snitty Kitty. Just remarkable the way she's improved with every run this mare, and drops a lot in weight on that last start win. I think the horse that gets the right run is Crystal Dreamer. He'll be right on the back of the speed. Goes well for Damien Lane. And 7 Sweet Sherry. Don't think the hustle bustle of the Moya Stakes around Moonee Valley at 1,000 metres suited her. But different here, drawn out with a light weight, she can certainly improve. 10, 8, 4 and 7.
Yeah, I'm keen here on number 8, Snitty Kitty. She's an absolute beauty, this horse. I think, as Dean said, the speed map, she'll come across and park second outside Super 2. I think the race will go to script until the 200-metre mark, and then hopefully she's good enough to win, and I think she will. 10, Property the Danger, coming out of the pack, getting a great run behind him, has trialled well. I think 1, Fartinar just follows along that fast pace behind the speed, and 9, Super 2 leads, runs along, but just has trouble hanging on the last 100. 8, 10, 1 and 9.
Matt Hill likes number 10, Property, to beat 9, 2 and 1. 10, 9, 2 and 1 in the Caulfield Sprint. Righto, we get to the big one at 4.30, the BMW Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, and we'll go right down the book here for this race, the Caulfield Cup, and with Humidor at the top, $8.50. Marmello at 16. Johannes Vermeer, $4.40 and favourite. John Snow, 13. He's our Rocky, 81. Sir Isaac Newton, 61. V Ventura Storm at 10, Wicklow Brave 41, Inference 16, Single Gaze at 26, Bonneval at 7, Hardham 34, Boomtime 34, Abbey Marie 26, Harlem at 10, Amelie Star at 9.50, and Lord Fandango is a $19 chance. Well, since the field went back over here, not on Tuesday but Wednesday, Johannes Vermeer is the best supported runner. Now, it was 4.80 this morning. The last bet taken was 3,000 at 4.80 at 9.20 and 54 seconds. So it's a 4.80 into 4.40 this morning, but it was into as short as 4.40 yesterday, back to 4.80, back to 4.40. Second pick is Bonneval. Now, she got out to 8.50 when she was under that cloud, back into 7 yesterday. She's been 7 all morning. And third pick is definitely Ventura Storm, who I think at best was 11 or 12 yesterday, now 10.
Okay. Is there much pace, Dean, outside the expected Sir Isaac Newton?
Well, he'll lead, Andrew, from the outside, and he's a hard horse to settle, so I'm expecting him to lead and lead pretty convincingly. I think the likes of Boomtime, John Snow and Single Gaze are the ones that'll be carving up behind him.
Okay. That first 400 metres is just so vital for them to get into their positions.
Yeah, it is, but if he's a clear leader, it might just break it up a little bit anyway.
Yeah, it might help it out. Righto, we have done plenty of thinking, I presume, on the race, looking at speed maps, the makeup of it all. Who are you tipping?
I'm tipping Ventura Storm, Andrew. I think he has had just a beautiful preparation. Every time he comes into the yard, he looks a bit better. We've been talking about him on Punters Postmortem since about May. He's a beauty, and he's got tactical speed. I think he's got the right sort of weight, D Oliver to ride, going for his fifth Caulfield Cup, and I reckon he'll get it on Ventura Storm. Johannes Vermeer's the danger. It was an amazing run last week. Shuffle back, push wide. It was an incredible effort to get as close as he did. He's only got to back that up, and he's a huge winning chance. They're clearly the top two for me. 11 Bonneval. I wasn't disappointed with her run last week. I'm more disappointed with the draw. Just don't know who's going to cart her into the race. A lot of the good chances have drawn well here, whether Kieran goes back and tries to drag through along the inside with the good chances, and for John Snow, who's not as classy as some of these, but he's on pace and he's very tough. 7, 3, 11 and 4.
Yeah, a bit wider for me. I've gone with the Darren Weir Quinella here. I'm tossed up which way to go. I'm going for number 16, Amelie Star. I think she's had a fantastic preparation. I think her mile and a half form is outstanding. Draws a little awkward. I hope Craig Williams shows a bit of patience here and just comes back behind them. Track into the race, I think she'll be really strong with 51 kilos to beat number one, Humidor. He's had a great campaign for this race. He would have been aimed at it ages ago. I think everything's gone right. He'll run super. 7, Ventura Storm. It just gets a beautiful run from that gate and improves every start. And 3, Johannes Vermeer, who ran fantastic last time, just has to run a strong 2,400 metres and it'll go close. 16, 1, 7 and 3.
Matt Hill likes 3, Johannes Vermeer to beat 1-9 and 7, 3-1-9 and 7. And Dean, just with the favourite that has obviously had a great deal of support this week, they've said that they'd prefer to ride somewhere between 3rd and 5th.
He'll get there easily, yeah.
Yeah.
He flies the gates.
He does. He's quick out watching him. Could there be a case that they actually ride him too close?
Oh, well, it just depends, I suppose, on how hard the stablemate goes and how the dynamics of that work out. But, yeah, cool. I mean, Mark makes a really good point that he's got to run a strong 2,400. He's a really, I would say, a really good 2,000-metre handicapper at least, and maybe extends it out today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. They were wrapping him up at Werribee yesterday, the people that have seen him every day. The Cup at 4.30. We move to a terrific
race.
Can
I just mention, Andrew, to one of our pedantic listeners, but very happy for them to text me that it isn't Matt Hill's first cup. He's actually called it for the national broadcaster last year.
Oh, for the ABC, did he?
Yes.
Okay, my apologies for getting that wrong. He'll be calling it outstandingly well for us today.
And he certainly will.
And as we say regularly on Punters Postmortem, our listeners are our best researchers.
Of course they are.
Let's move to the Schweppes. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Andrew, please. Do you mind not treading in on my sponsors?
Sorry about that.
Yes, it is the Schweppes Tristark, and there'll be a few consumed there today for sure. Fox Play here is a $4.20 favourite. Global Glamour is 12, Silence Edition is 9, Zanbar, Huey Bowman rides now, 26, Sword of Light, 23, Savannah Amour, 10, Now or Later, 8.50, Go down to Cool Passion 21, Euro Angel 16, Shillelagh 9.50, Merriest 15, Sold for Song 15, Swampland 15, Petition is 12, and that is it. Easily, Fox Play here, our customers want to be all over her, $5 into $4.20. Second pick is Shillelagh, and we put up $26 about it. And that was, that's right, yeah, $26. Third pick is actually Savannah Amore. And there is a special today, Johannes Vermeer and Fox Play to both place, and that's $6. So $4.40 Johannes Vermeer, $4.20 Fox Play. 5-1, the double to both place, and that's under today's specials, and that's a $50 maximum bet.
Okay, under today's specials, there'll be a few going there. Mark, the Tristark.
It's a tough race, Andrew. I'm going to go number 17, having said that, each way Petition. I think the blinkers going on and the good draw will make the world of difference for this horse. Strongo 2, it can fall down to the fence here on the back of Sword of Light. It can trail through. I thought it just got a bit far back last time at Flemington. I think it'll run a great race from this barrier to beat number 13, Shillelagh, who went terrific first up. It's going to get a long way back and need luck, but looks like it's going really well this time in. Number 1, Fox Play, coming back off some hard mile runs. It's got a great hope, just going to have to weave through the traffic. And 2, Global Glamour. I thought she might have trialled a little bit better, but she'll spear across from the outside, find the top, and give them plenty to chase. 17, 13, 1 and 2.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, different order. I'm going with Fox Play just because of the draw. I think midfield, she'll be strong late. I think she'll run well. Shillelagh's first up run was excellent. She's a winner here at Caulfield. Petition, now that she's in the race from a good draw, and as Mark mentioned, the blinker's on, she can race a lot closer. And Global Glamour, I just think she's the best horse in the race. She'll give a great sight for a long way at 1,400 first up. 1, 13, 17 and 2.
Matt Hill goes for 2 that you haven't mentioned. 15, Soul for Song to beat 14, 13 and 3. 15, 14, 13 and 3 for Matt in race 9. And we wrap it up with the Yalingi. And here's the market with Glenn Munsey.
Yeah, Jimmy Furyk here is a $4.40 chance. Down to Nyetta, number 3, $2.15 and favourite. Lyuba, 16. Highly Geared, 17. Conchita, 9.50. Modern Wonder, 12. Concealer, 8. $26 and longer the rest. All about Nyetta here. $2.70 on opening. Went back up $2.20 this morning. So already $2.20 into $2.15. And it's a very, very long way away, the second pick. It was actually Crystal Fountain. It's now Furyk.
Righto, Dean, your thoughts in the last.
I'm going with Nyetta. She's back to 1,100, back to mare's grade, and looks well-suited. And this is not a very strong race, to be honest. I'm going with her to beat Furyk, who was unlucky to an extent first up. Disappointing second up, but had issues. Freshened up, can bounce back. 6 Conchita just got totally lost first up in the 9.55 at Mooney Valley. Should have won easily. Can measure up here. And 8 Concealer running on. Tony McAvoy usually has one in this race every year and runs well. And Concealer's the one this year. 3, 1, 6 and 8.
Yeah, it's hard to find a danger here for number 3 Nieta. It just looks like absolutely everything's tailor-made. There's good speed. It'll park 5th or 6th. I think that's the best way it races, just curled up. Come to the outside. I think 1,100 is the ideal distance where it doesn't have to do too much work. And if it runs the form and the race runs the script, it should just win. I put number 8 Concealer in for 2nd. I think it's come back in good order, judging by the trials. The speed will suit it. It'll be one of the few that will be running on. 1 Furyk. Look, it didn't have much luck first up. Not sure how it was going. And second up, it was awful. It's had 4 weeks off. There is some chance it hasn't come up. And fourth pick, number 5, Highly Geared, who press forward. There's certainly some pressure up the front, but it might hang on best of those. 3 really should just win. 3, 8, 1 and 5.
And 3's the tip for Matt Hill to beat 8, 1 and 6. 3, 8, 1 and 6. Mark, a bit of value along the road. How are you going to play it?
We'll go the best horse, race 7, number 8, Snitty Kitty. And my value is race 9, number 17, each way Petition.
Petition each way. That's race 9, number 17. Enjoy the day, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter there. What about you, Dean?
I think probably the last, the best, Andrew, because she's short enough. Race 10, number 3, Nieta. But I'll be playing a couple each way, and they are race 1, number 10, Sworn Evidence, both for Darren Weir, actually, and race 6, number 5, Ullman.
Ullman, race 6, number 5, both each way. And you're tipping the cup, the 7, Ventura Storm, for Mark It's Amelia's Star, number 16. Enjoy the day, mate. We'll hear you right through it.
You certainly will. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester on the way to Caulfield for the first at 12:15. You'll hear him prior to every race today. Leave us with something, Glenn.
Yeah, Jockey's Challenge at Caulfield for Cup Day. Craig Williams, the $2.40 favourite over Huey Bowman at $3. Damien Lane, 6. Mark Zara, 8.50. Any other jockey at 13. Yo Marrero, Marrera and Karen McAvoy, 18, a pair. Stephen Baster at 31. Whilst at Randwick, Jockey's Challenge market there. Glenn Schofield, the favourite, 2.20. Jason Collett, 2.80. Josh Pars at 7. Brett Navdala, 10. Jay Ford, 14. Any other jockey, 15. Andrew Atkins, 26. Adam Hieronymus, 41. And don't forget that special. Today's special, Johannes Vermeer and Fox Play, both to place. The item number is 149261. Don't take the multi. Take the double here. $6 about that happening. A maximum bet of $50, once again, to allow as many people as possible to take advantage of that special. But a great day's racing again, Andrew. And yeah. A bit of a cheerio, CJ Graham. Peter Graham's daughter, she got hit fair in the mush yesterday.
Yeah, by a bird.
By a bird. I put that up on Twitter yesterday. It was an amazing sight to see the bird went back out into the field, came back in towards the rail, back out again, and hit CJ straight in the face, who was sitting third on the fence. So that's up on my Twitter page if you want to have a look at it.
Yeah, no, really, the vision is graphic. I wanted to just mention, too, if you've got a SuperTab account, there's a $2 million projected first four pool on the Caulfield Cup. So they'll emphasise again, that's if you've got a SuperTab account. And for us here with the New South Wales tab, it's a $600,000 projected quaddy pool on Randwick. So check it out at tab.com.au or, of course, through the Tab app. Good on you, Glenn. We'll hear from you from Randwick.
Yeah, Denise, fire up the birthday cake for Ashley, my daughter's birthday today, Andrew. So the cake's coming out. She's going to work. You know, she's not here.
Well, you're bringing the cake out now.
Yeah, well, why not?
A bit bloody early.
Well, you should see what's getting on for dinner here, Andrew. You've got to be coming around here for dinner. Oh, you beauty. I won't be there for the last of doom, but put it that way.
I'll be trying to get a beer out of the fridge instead of my wife drinking it all.
There's three fridges, so you can take your pick.
Good luck. See you. Glenn Munsey from Tab. And just mentioning again, Inverell, the non-Tab races today have been postponed. They had a significant storm that passed through this morning, and the track has been deemed unsafe to race on. But they are having a phantom meeting. If you live in the area and you were going, still go, because apart from not having the race meeting, everything else will be open, and all the family stuff as well. In a moment, we'll be looking at Doomben.
Been busy over the weekend. Catch all the sport with myself and Slats on Monday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. It'll be heroes and villains, the $100 cash voucher up for grabs, the fallout from the Bledisloe Cup, the drama and the controversy from the A-League with the big local derby between Sydney FC and the Wanderers, the supercars in action around the streets of the Gold Coast, plus your calls on 13 53 53. Monday morning, 5:30, Big Sports Breakfast.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. Today, there's a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got $15,000 projected first four pools on all the Vic Peters Classic heats at Wentworth Park. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It's a game changer. This is the Harvey Norman flagship store.
Phase one of our new look Auburn store is now open. Computers and electrical reimagined.
You think it's big? It's a football field.
Immerse yourself in a shopping experience unlike any other.
This is a global standard. The manufacturers have worked with Harvey Norman to create this unique experience.
The new computer and electrical flagship experience. Harvey Norman Auburn, 250 Parramatta Road.
You must come and have a look at what we've done.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medaglia Doro, sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of three races in Group 2 performer, second Dam Kim Angel was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us like.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Hunter's Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
We move to Doomben now. Prospect of rain through the day. Track is a heavy 8, a heavy 8 at Doomben. Penetrometer 5.66, and there's stacks of scratchings here. Numbers only for you. Race 1, take out 2, 7, 8, 10, 13 and 14. Race 2, take out 1, 5, 6, 8 and 12. The third, take out 4, 8, 9, 11 and 12. Race 4, the scratchings are 1, 3, 4, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14 and 21 and 22. Race 5, 5, 6, 7 and 9. Race 6 at Doomben, the scratchings are 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, 12, 13, 15 and then 17 and 19. Race 7, 1, 4, 6, 7, 14 and 16. Race 8, take out 5, 7 and 11. And race 9, 3, 4, 6, 14 and then 16 and 17. So there's a total of 55 going around, and Bernie Cooper's back in Brisbane on a Saturday. She won't know herself. She'll be dressed up in all the horse gear. She thinks she's still talking to winning jockeys. Morning, dear Bernie.
What are you saying? I'm not riding the horse today, Ben.
No, you just do your interviews and...
just sit around in my riding boots for fun.
Yeah, exactly. You can do that. You can do that. A bit more rain through the day.
It's raining now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's raining now, and it started about an hour ago.
Right.
So about 7 o'clock, actually, it probably started to spit. So we've not had any heavy showers, but it is raining, and obviously we're already on a wet track, so it's only going to get wetter.
All right, so it's a heavy 8 right now, and we'll just keep an eye on that. All right, well, let's get cracking, because we're running late after looking at 10 at Caulfield, but... In the first race at Doomben, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, 9 Rains Are Plenty, which is the omen today, $3.50.
Well, it is an omen, Bat, but I loved the win of the Stablemate last time out. So I know Rains Are Plenty was sort of taken off the track a little bit by brinkmanship and those sorts of things, but I just thought this horse was push button. He's drawn Barrier 1 here today, and hopefully a little bit of improvement. I know there's probably improvement in all of these babies, but... yeah, I'm sticking with him. One, to beat the Stablemate, Rains Are Plenty. Putting in the 11, Asterius, who has that pony power form line and got back in trials, got back in races, but really finished off well. And the Sidereus has generally sort of handled wet tracks. And then I threw in Kareel Fox, number 6. So I'm 1-9-11-6.
And you know the one, number 1, is currently at $5 with Tab Fixed Odds. Race 2 for fillies and mares. 9 Plucky Girls, the favourite, at $3.70.
Yeah, like Lady Sue here, I think there's a lot of merit in her last effort behind my girl, Hayley. And I think she's a horse that's been screening out for a wet track. I know she's got loads of sort of jointy issues. So this wet track's really going to suit her. And she is a real winner, too. She's won 7 of 20 previously. To run second, Hallaroo, love her at the price here today as well. I thought a run just probably peaked 50 out there at the Sunshine Coast, and I would prefer probably to see her ridden a pair further back, just sort of spending a little less in the early stages of the race, but she's a real knockout chance here. Manea, obviously, I know the stable say she's good on the wet track, and I know, she ran 4 to tactical advantage during the carnival on a wet track, beat 94 lengths, but at the end of the day, best form is not on heavy track, so I'm just a little bit worried about her. And then I threw in the 9. Obviously, Plucky Girl gets the perfect trail from that soft score. Oh, there's plenty of others. It's a pretty open race for mine, that. I could have 11 and 10 in there as well, but I'm 2-7-3-9.
2-7-3-9, and at the moment, Lady Sue is at $5.50. Race 3, the open handicap, and number 2, My Diamond Teen at $3.50. Just favourite over Vassal at $3.70.
Yeah, look, I'm with My Diamond Teen. I thought her run behind Foundry was great. She was only beaten 10. We've seen her, you know, at Ipswich, she was 3 deep out of the straight and for the best part up until the middle stages of that race. She was a good winner beating Shears, what she is, the fresh up. We saw her go around in, the 2-mile race, the Queensland Cup, or the Caloundra Cup. Oh, good run. She's been going great guns, and rain is what she loves. So I'm going her way, 2 to beat 3. Vassal, obviously, you know, these horses sort of meet every week, and it'll just be sort of who gets the nicest run, who gets in the cheap seat sort of today. But his form's been solid, as has Outraged. And then I threw in the 10, which is What's That. He brings a different form line here, more sort of restricted grade. But, yeah, he looks promising. 2, 3, 1, 10.
To race number 4, the class 3, and number 7, I've Got You, Nell, is the favourite at $4. Over 8, Mr. Strawn at $4.60.
Yeah, I really like the 5 here. Belfierno. He was a brilliant winner first up at the Sunny Coast, where he just buried them. He burnt them off at the pass, so to speak. And the other day he came to Doomben, and he himself was burnt for speed. But it was really good because it was on a heavy track, so we got a good look at him on a really wet, rain-affected track. And he was a horse that was sort of under pressure prior to the turn. And, balanced up really nice and attacked the line. So the fact that he could, you know, regather himself. And Robbie Fratt had a really big, had plenty to say about him. Big rap, really, after the win. So I'm happy to stick with him. 5 to beat 7. I've Got a Nell. Second up from a spell looks ideal. Matt Wells from that draw. Mr. Strum bolted in at the Sunny Coast last time out, beating Captain Parker. And the 10 Boncho, obviously, one of our leaders possibly here. 5, 7, 8, 10.
And the 5 at the moment at $5, your fancy in the 4th. Race 5, the Pink Lady Open handicap, and Tycoon Ace number 3 is the shorty now with the scratchings. It's $1.70.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it? Pretty hard to tip against him, though. He's not run since the end of August. It's about 8 weeks. So he's back to the 1,050. He's got a 50% win rate, this horse. He's had 15 starts for 7 wins, and particularly this prep, he's been on fire in a little bit better grade. He's got a good draw. He's down in the weights. He's won on a soft track. He's been unplaced, actually, on a heavy track. But I'm pretty sure that day at the coast, it's probably on the worst side of the soft. Probably not a horse I want to back at that price, but I really can't see much to tip above him. The 2 Bull Pit, obviously, was good behind Powerful Saga. Powerful Saga led at the coast, and he worked home nicely. Can't Buy Better has really come into this race with all the scratchings. The smaller field's going to help the big fellow. And High On Back was doing his best work late at the coast. 3, 2, 1, 4.
To race number 6, a rating 70, and Reveldor number 10 is the fixed odds favourite at Tab at $4.20. 6 Falkirk Drive at $4.80, along with number 16, Red Handle.
Plenty of wet trackers here, isn't there? Look, I'm going to stick with Falkirk Drive. I actually did originally pick Mercurian, who's been posted very wide his last couple of starts and still keeps on kicking in there. But I just, the heavier it gets, the more I'm leaning to this Falkirk Drive, who's really turned his form around. Showed nice ability as a 3-year-old, actually, and then sort of ran off the rails, lost form. When he won the other day, I said to Scotty Morris, what have you been doing with him? He said, I've been doing equestrian with him. So it's really working for this horse. He's absolute mudlark. He loves the wet track. So I'm not really that deterred by the barrier now. He'll sail along midfield on the outside of them here and plough through the mud, I'm hoping. Anyway, I'm 6-1, 8 for 3rd. Chariot of Gold, older horse by Mossman. 3rd run in, he's fit, just screaming out for a wet track, really, as is Revelador. What's he won? 4 races, and I think 3 of them are being on wet track. So that's why he's come up the favourite there. 6, 1, 8, 10.
To race number 7 at Doomben on this heavy track as it is right now. Live Fast, number 5, the favourite at $3.20 with Tab fixed odds. Ahead of 3, Charlie Cat at $4.60 and 10, Tarzan at $5.
Yeah, I like the favourite here, Live Fast. It's really tempted to make him a special, actually. Just those stats over 1,200 are a little worrying. But if you watch this horse's run, particularly his run 2 starts ago, he probably should have, won, and that was a 1,200-metre race. But still, he's had the 5 goes for 1 second over 1,200, really charging to the line up the fence inside Ice Frost and Girl in the Million last time out. Good draw, no weight on his back. He's out of a claimed mare as well. So he's certainly, prolific on wet tracks. I think all of his wins have been on wet tracks, actually. So he's the one, isn't he? 2 Desert General, an old stager from the Birchley stable that's, looking for a wet track, isn't he? Charlie Cat looks to have come back well. And then I threw in the 13, Volontaire Lumiere for fourth. Now 5, 2, 3, and 13.
5, 2, 3, and 13 in race 7. Race 8, the cutest 3-year-old, a race worth 60,000. 2 Freddy Foxtrots, the favourite at 390 with Tab. Colosimo number 1 at $5, and Maycast number 8 at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm going wide here. I almost risked the top three in this race, and then I got a bit scared. Not that I don't like them, it's just they go up a lot in weight and they go up in distance. And there's a lot of factors I'm not so sure about. Gone down the page here to a horse, number 13, Boasting, from the Kelly Dowdy stable. Coming off the back of a Beau Desert win, I know sounds pretty plain, but you have to see it to believe it. Horses just don't come from 10 lengths off the lead very often and win. And when it did, it rounded up the whole field. It was like it was in its own race. It rounded up the whole field and right around the outside. Won the race by 3 lengths. I think Mashani Electra's race since should have won at Ipswich. It was, you know, she's got a lot of interference. But there's 5 lengths to the third horse. Not only that, Ben, it had its ears pricked and it was the jockey never pulled the stick on it. It was just, you know, it was in a class of its own. Now, obviously, today she steps up a lot in grade, I know. But even at her first start, over 5 furlongs, she's definitely doing her best work late when she ran behind a Dora Dancer. So I think the penny just sort of dropped at a second start. And she was just way too good for them. So I thought we'd stick with her. She's each way odds and 9 or 10 to 1 as well. 3 in this X Factor. Colosimo obviously chased her home well last time out. And then I threw in the 8, Micah's. Also like Mahani. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. 13, 3, 1, 8.
Okay, the 13 at the moment, $9 with Tab fixed odds. Race 9, the last, Torgerson trying to make it back-to-back. It's the shorty, $1.95 over 12, no animosity at $7.
Yeah, I think the market has it pretty right here, to be honest. I've just got the amateur in between them, I think. He was great, wasn't he, Torgerson? Mm. I don't know that I've... I might have been there the day he ran fourth to spring. No, it wasn't. What am I talking about? I don't think I've seen him in the flesh. I watched his win, though, and he sort of looked a little wiry little chap, funky little guy. I see he's out of an O'Reilly mare, so I am, you know, he's obviously won on soft track, been placed on a heavy track, but dreams of plenty flying, and he, you know, really nailed it, didn't he, late? So I think you have to stick here with the favourite. The amateur has been brilliant at a mile previously. Obviously, he won at the mile last time out at Ipswich. He's 2 from 2 at the track as well. Wet track form, I'm not so sure about him on a wet track form. So we'll just see what Toby says or Trent when we get there. But no animosity knocking on the door. And then I threw in the 11, Duke of Christophe, who I know has been racing weaker grade. Great looking horse, really matured this time, trained by the master BJ Smith and generally steps down Montjure Mare there as well. So should handle the wet conditions here. All right, 9, 7, 12, and 11.
And are you game enough, or are you just going to wait and see what happens?
Oh, you've got to be game enough. You've got to grow some you-know-what. So race 1, number 1, you know the one, Ben.
You know the one. Of course you do. All right, so race 1, number 1. We'll just monitor the weather, and we better let you go and just put those boots on.
Practice. Thank you.
Good on you. Bernadette Cooper looking at Doomben. And it's a heavy 8 now with rain falling. Not heavy, but just consistent. So we'll wait and see what unfolds with Josh Fleming and the boys through the day. A few riders there too, by the way. In race 4 at Doomben, the rider for 16 is Tiffany Brooker. Number 19 is Michael Murphy. And number 20 is Jackson Morris. In race 6, the rider for number 20 is Larry Cassidy. And in race 7, the rider for 17 is Jag Cuthman Chester. So that brings you up to date with the information for Doomben today. We're going to move now to Newcastle with the first there at 129. It's Overcast in a soft 6, the rail at 9 metres. Race 1, takeout number 8. Race 2, number 7. The third is clear. Race 4, takeout 2, 5 and 10. Race 5, the scratching is number 3. Race 6, takeout 5, 6, 7 and 8. Race 7, the scratching is number 6. And race 8, takeout 2, 8 and 10. Two riders there. Race 2, number 8, Rekindled Force is now Jeff Penza. Jeff Penza, race 2, number 8. And race 4, number 6, Liaison, is John Van Overmeer. Race 4, number 6, John Van Overmeer. We're just waiting for Gary Harley to come online. We need him in position at a soft 6 and, as I say, the rail at 9 metres. And we just can't get Gary at the moment, which is unfortunate with time on the move here. The other New South Wales tab programs, Narromine definitely on a heavy 10, definitely on, and Wagga down for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club today. Wagga is a soft 6. Righto, Gary Harley is with us. G'day to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good to be racing. Good to see the rain. We don't like it, you know, around race day, I know, but so badly needed. We're on a soft track today, but it's the big track, and there'll be no worries there. And added interest, of course, Paul Massara has decided to run that Boom Youngster of his, Rekindle Choice, here today instead of the Highway. And there's a couple of other interesting first starters.
All right, mate, we better hook in here. In the first race, number 5, Pretty Fast. It's the Shorty, $1.80.
Trained by the Snowdens, looks a winner to me. They're not a single doubt. They love the going. Good trial recently at Warwick Farm, which it won. Raced right away in the end. And, of course, it did run in black type races in Brisbane, run fourth in the Bill Carter back in June. So I think it'll be too good for these. Three Thrilled. Had no luck at all the other day, the Godolphin horse here. Never got on the track. Ran a battling fifth, beaten about 2.25. He'd be a different horse today from the Good Barrier. Number 4, China Gale, a place chance for Gay and Adrian. And number 7, Pete Hayes for Chris Lee's a first starter. 5, 3, 4, 7.
Righto, that's the first for the three-year-olds. Race 2, a benchmark 64 on the course proper here. This was the horse scratched, didn't want to run on the heavy in town. Rekindled Force, number 8. It's $1.55 now with Jeff Penza.
He's pretty good, Andrew. They were so keen on him on debut at Muswellbrook recently. Paul and his dad, John, who's the owner of the horse, or one of them, that they were there a couple of hours before the first race, John and Paul walking the track just to make sure everything was right. And he beat a horse at Chris Lee's that started near favourite at Canterbury the other day, held him off at the finish. He looks very, very promising. He's a blue blood by Reduce Choice, this colt. He's very short, but he should be too good for the mate on top. Number 5 for second, Unsinkable Sam. He got to the line really good the other day at Gosford, and he's won on a soft track. Number 1, Lamazo, a model of consistency, doesn't mind a wet track. And number 2, Gold Talk, another one who likes a wet track. 8, 5, 1 and 2.
To race number 3, a class 2 over the 1850. Number 2, Wallangara for Robert Thompson's the favourite here. Short, $1.65. Vic Time, the Alamore, number 1, is at $4. But can Robert Thompson win here on the favourite, Gary?
Well, I think he will. He's an interesting horse, Andrew. He's an English 5-year-old. And it'll be a popular win if he wins. He's owned by Jeff and Maureen Barnett. Jeff's our chairman.
Yeah.
Robert Dan, who's part owner of Inner Time, he's on the board here. Chris is a part owner himself. Peter Brown, who owns Inner Time, he's a part owner. And there's a heap of others. Matt Benson had a lot to do with this horse coming here to Australia, our CEO. And he's with Chris Lees. Robert rode him here when he ran third, first up 1,400. Robert got off him and said that was a really good run. He said he'll win next start. He went to Port Macquarie. Robert couldn't go. Peter Graham rode him, and he blew him away in an 1,800 there the other day. 1,850 here today. Robert goes back on. He's won on a soft track. He's a progressive stayer, and he should be too good for these. 3 Wild About Her's got form. The one of Chris Lees, Chris Waller. Couple of Canterbury placings this time in. You know, it'll run all right, I reckon.
Mm.
Number 1, Vic Team Delamore, long as he settles a bit. He wanted to go too keen the other day at Kembla. And number 4, all too good. 2, 3, 1, and 4.
To race number 4, Joanne McLean Memorial Maiden over the 2350. 1 Antonio's Prides. Again, a shorty here with tab fixed odds, $1.50 over 3 Fencourt at $4.40.
Andrew, if he runs the trip, he should just win Antonio's Pride. The worry is the trip. He's never been 2,300, and it's a tough 2,300. He's led his last start at Hawkesbury and got run down over a mile and beat about 3/4 of the length. Couple of placings on the Beaumont and Wyong, 1,250 and 1,350, but Gay and Adrian, they just, you know, 2,300, you can't say they won't run it, that's for sure. And he's clearly the class runner of the field. The only query is the trip. Got to put him on top. Fencourt. Here's a few owners for you. Sir Patrick Hogan, Duncan Ramage, Guri Stud, Tunku Armdad Yahaya, and there's another couple, Julie Ritchie. He's a foil.
All I can say to that group is how in the hell Duncan... Oh, no, Duncan Ramage. No, he's all right. I was thinking of Duncan Grimley.
No, Duncan.
Duncan Ramage, he's a good bloke. Sorry, take us through here.
Yeah,
your own.
Dardo Tantin Nabs did him
well.
Mate, he ran on all right the other day at Kembler. He could run a place for sure. I'll go 1379.
1379 in race four. I was about to get myself in trouble there, Gary. Yeah, Duncan Grimley. Let's move to race five. The maiden over the sprint, 900, number nine. Valeria is just the favourite at $2. Over eight, Sparkling Facet at $2.10. So nine and eight with only 10 cents between them.
Yeah, two-horse race for me. I think she's the better of the day, Valeria. She's a first starter, a Lonro filly with Chris Lees. She's won two trials recently on the Beaumont track. Her last trial win was an absolute ripper. Louise Day let her get way back in an 800 trial on the Beaumont. Got her to the outside, and gee, she hit the line hard-held. Was never let go. I think she's pretty smart. I saw Sparkling Facet win that trial at Hawkesbury for Bjorn Baker. She's a Savabile. She showed good speed. She led all the way there. She's obviously second pick, six and seven the others, 9, 8, 6, 7.
9, 8, 6, and 7 there. Let's move to the next at Newcastle, which is race six. Number two, Envy of All. I think it was scratched earlier in the week. It's $1.95 with tab fixed odds over Bonamist number four at $2.90.
A cracking class two 900-metre race. On with Bonamist. I'm not worried about the track because it was a heavy eight. Bordering on a heavy 10 the day, it put up a top performance to win at Muswellbrook last start. Terrific win over Latin Boy at Cessnock back in May, and Latin Boy won four straight, including one at Warwick.